One morning in May, I spied a young couple, they were making their way. One was a maiden, so bright and so fair, and the other was a soldier and a brave volunteer.
In this segment, we look at variations of the English folk song One Morning in May. Likely dating back to the 1600s and known under many titles, it is fascinating to look at who has sung the song and where. When Scots, Irish, and English settlers came to places like the Ozarks, they brought their songs with them, clearly including this one, where things move quickly in the story. One minute, two strangers meet by the water's edge. Next minute, he's playing the fiddle. Next thing, she's proposing. You just heard the first verse, sung by James Taylor in 1972. Here's the next verse, sung by me and my husband, Elwood Donnelly, in 1991.
Good morning, said he. And where are you going, my pretty lady? Well, I'm a-going out a-walking by the banks of the sea, just to see the waters gliding, hear the nightingales sing.
Things start to heat up a bit with Luke Stanley's version in 1954 in Lincolnshire, England.
He threw his arms around her, and he clasped her by the middle. And out of his knapsack he drew a grand fiddle. He played such a tune, me boys, I made the valley to ring, for to watch the pretty flowers grow and hear the nightingale sing.
Spread via oral transmission from person to person, community to community, over decades and centuries, song variants often differ in melody, words, references, and storyline. The more versions you listen to, the fuller the story gets. Some details even contradict each other, like where the soldier is headed, such as India or Kentucky, where his family is from, such as Scotland, London, or Missouri, what tunes he's playing, and what they are drinking, such as whiskey, beer, wine, or nothing. Sometimes they kiss or hold hands. Other times they don't. Mostly he plays a fiddle, but in one case he plays the flute. Kentucky folk singer and steward of her family songs, Jean Ritchie, continues the story in See the Waters Gliding in 1974.
Oh, now, you pretty lady, it's time to go home. Oh, no, my dear soldier, please play one tune more. For I'd rather hear your fiddle, just a touch of one string, than see the waters a-gliding.
We hear additional details with Ollie Gilbert in Mountain View, Arkansas, in 1969, including the name of a tune the soldier plays.
He tuned up his fiddle in a higher key, played the shamrock of Erin, and he played it so free. Played the shamrock of Erin till the valley did ring, and seen the water gliding, hear the nightingale sing.
In The Nightingale, sung by Benson Fox in Leslie, Arkansas, in 1972, the soldier is now a long-haired cowboy heading to Mexico.
The cowboy said, "Go to old Mexico, I'll stay there 1 year. I'll drink the Jip water and I'll never touch beer. If ever I come back, it'll be in spring to see the water gliding, hear the nightingale sing."
Here's Tina Greer of North Carolina's Watson family in May 1965, singing about the proposal and the reveal, again with unique variations in melody, language, and location.
Kind soldier, won't you marry to me? Oh no, my fair maiden, that never can be. I'm married in Arkansas and children have three. And he's prettier, little woman, as you ever did see.
In The Soldier and the Lady, sung here by the Coon Creek Girls in 1938, the song serves as a warning to young women.
Young lady, take warning from me. Don't place your protection, all soldiers are free. Don't place your affection, all soldiers are free. If you do, you'll deceive you like mine has done me.
And here's a rather different version, The Bold Grenadier, sung by Love Holler at the Ozark Folk Center in 2017.
Dear soldier, will you marry me? Oh, no, my fair maiden, that never can be. For I've got a wife in my own home country.
Finally, we finish with French-Algerian singer and guitarist Pierre Ben Suzanne in 1975.
Will I go back to London and may stay there 1 year? And often I think of you, my little dear.